answered. I have seen and experienced far too many miracles to believe otherwise. Like you, I've had to move mountains in my personal and professional life. Whenever I am striving mightily on my own, pushing and getting nowhere, I usually realize that it's time to step back and remember that if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. As the Tao Te Ching also advises, do your work, then step back. The only path to serenity. Nothing is impossible for you when you have faith in yourself and in your purpose. Faith is an active force, not a passive one, an invisible power, like love. It is not simply a belief in goodness. It is a belief put into action in the present moment. In the ancient Hindu belief system, faith also conveys protection by giving us trust and confidence in the rightness of what we are doing. Faith enables us to have a positive attitude and hope, even in the face of seemingly irreversible setbacks. God works anonymously, invisibly, through these powers of faith, love, and grace. Perhaps this is because we humans are too meddlesome to be trusted with a direct divine intervention. Remember that mortals in ancient mythology who looked directly at a god, who was not disguised in an earthly form, went blind or mad from the sight. God frequently sends divine grace through human agents who perform non-random acts of kindness. As I often tell the people who study spirituality and intuition with me in my workshops, we are all born here to go to Earth school. We're on this planet to learn to be spiritual beings in a physical body, to gain consciousness of our greater purpose. Life on Earth is all about learning to manage your power. So this book is a course in Earth school about managing your personal power in a way that enhances your own spiritual growth, while also contributing to the evolution of the people around you and to the entire global soul. Giving and receiving are learned arts. As children, we first learn to give and to receive in visible ways. We're fed, clothed, and sheltered, and we learn to feed, clothe, nourish, and care for others. As we mature, we undertake other vital acts of caring. We serve as listeners to our friends and loved ones. We encourage them and pray for them. We grow in our effectiveness in the world and learn to help and empower others. Learning to manage your personal power means that you have to become aware of how you work with your energy and whom you give it to. Those who overcome themselves are strong, wrote Lao Tzu. It's also about how much you are willing to surrender to divine guidance, which often comes to you in the guise of inner intuition. By finding your inner compass and acting on its promptings, you come into your full power and fulfill the life mission you were born to complete. I call this mission your sacred contract, and it includes not just the daily work you do, but every relationship you have, and every person you meet, everyone you help, and everyone who helps you. Oftentimes, an author does not know how to begin a book, but I found it difficult to end this one. When I began, I had intended to write a simple examination of how we are called into action to help each other. Yet the writing grew into a personal, spiritual awakening for me. In my previous books, my intention was always to teach a new method of seeing and understanding your spirit and your life. In this book, I want to do that, and I also want to make you redefine your view of power in this world. I want to help you realize that no matter how much money you have, no matter what sex, race, or age you are, you do have power. You can make a difference in your world and in the life of every single person you encounter. In the course of writing this book, I solicited